Biden amnesty seeks indefinite Democrat majority with quick U.S. citizenship for illegal aliens. By John Binder on January 21, 2021. President Joe Biden's amnesty plan seeks to retain a permanent Democrat majority in future elections by fast-tracking illegal aliens into United States citizenship. The amnesty, fittingly titled the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021, includes a series of ways that illegal aliens living in the U.S. can secure green cards and be put on a fast track to gaining citizenship. For instance, illegal aliens claiming to have worked on a farm, those enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, which Biden has restarted, and those with temporary protected status, TPS, would be able to immediately secure green cards, otherwise known as permanent legal residency. Then, those three subgroups of illegal aliens would be allowed to begin applying for citizenship after just 3 years so long as they pass criminal and national security background checks and pay their taxes, according to the Biden administration's fact sheet on the amnesty. There are roughly 2.08 million illegal aliens working on U.S. farms, about 800,000 DACA-enrolled illegal aliens, and approximately 411,000 foreign nationals on TPS. These population totals indicate that up to 3.3 million illegal aliens could be able to vote in time for the November 5, 2024 presidential election if all are approved for green cards and citizenship. Similarly, the amnesty allows the remaining 11 to 22 million illegal aliens who are not TPS beneficiaries, DACA recipients, or considered farm workers to secure green cards after 5 years of having TPS status, which they would be able to apply for immediately. Then, after having green cards for 3 years, these illegal aliens would be able to apply for citizenship. This trajectory puts voting-age illegal aliens on a path to vote for midterm and presidential elections after 2029. In the 2020 presidential election, multiple states were decided by margins of a few hundred thousand votes or less. In Pennsylvania, for example, Biden won the state by less than 81,000 votes. Such a dramatic change to the U.S. electorate through the amnesty would be a boon for Democrats who have successfully flipped to blue former red states like Virginia and, most recently, Georgia. Democrats are looking to battleground states such as Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona, and Nevada to flip them permanently blue. Their chances are hugely boosted by an increased foreign-born voting population, research in the mainstream media has admitted. If legal immigration levels remain at the current levels of over 1 million a year, it will likely continue to undermine Republicans' political prospects moving forward. Survey data show a 2-to-1 party identification with Democrats over Republicans, University of Maryland, College Park professor James Gimple has noted. In Georgia, a decades-long surge in immigration helped two Democrats to unseat Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA. The number of foreign-born voters and their voting-age children in Georgia has boomed by 337% since 2000, while the native-born voting-age population in Georgia has increased just 22% over that same period. Already, without the amnesty, legal immigration levels at their current rate are expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2041. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.